Good morning and welcome to Tuesday. You're listening to Morning Edition on WVIK. Following the partial collapse of their building, some residents of a downtown Davenport apartment building have had to find new places to live. Herb Trix has more.
Late Sunday afternoon, a section of the Davenport apartments collapsed into the parking lot behind the building. One man who was visiting a friend, Paul Stevenson, says it was like a bomb going off.
And everything, if you go towards the elevators, you couldn't see. So he said, man, let's go this way. And it was a door there, and there was no smoke there or anything. And we went downstairs, and we went to safety. We came out the back end right there.
They and others were able to escape with a few minor injuries, but eight had to be rescued by the fire department. One person had to be pulled from the rubble and is hospitalized, but no deaths have been reported so far. Mayor Mike Mattson credits Davenport's first responders for helping the residents get out safely.
Because of the response and because of the concern for life by our first responders to get in the building knowing that that building was unsafe to help folks, I can't stress how, because of that, they saved lives.
The Red Cross is coordinating help for the victims. City officials say the Davenport is unsound and will be demolished. Meanwhile, because of the risk of further collapse, they urge people to avoid the area. I'm Herb Trix.
The Channel Cat has returned for another season of providing water taxi service across the Mississippi River. Jennifer Hirsch from Metrolink says passengers can board at any of four locations, John Deere Commons and Riverbend Commons in Moline, the Isle Casino Hotel in Bettendorf, and the Village of East Davenport.
Generally, we see about 42,000 people take a ride on the Channel Cat each season. You know, that varies depending on weather or flooding. Thankfully, we were able to get our boats in the water on time this year and did not have to fight with any flood waters.
The channel will operate 7 days a week through Labor Day with weekend crossings in the fall. Hirsch says design work is underway to improve the dock in the Village of East Davenport and to build a new dock at the Bend in East Moline. Several laws will reshape K-12 education in Iowa have now been signed by Governor Kim Reynolds. Grant Gerlach reports they include a ban on discussing sexual orientation and gender identity in elementary curriculum.
Reynolds' signature makes Iowa the latest Republican-led state to pass an LGBTQ curriculum ban that mirrors a Florida law opponents call Don't Say Gay. Iowa's version covers kindergarten through sixth grade. Another section of the law states that all books in schools must be age-appropriate, which comes with a new definition. Age-appropriate books cannot contain descriptions of sexual acts. There are consequences, too. If a teacher knowingly violates the rule on books more than once, they could face a disciplinary hearing before the state licensing board. Other parts of the laws change curriculum standards. In health classes, AIDS and HPV are now optional, not required topics. Also in high school, only 2 units of a world language are required, not 4, and only 2 units of fine arts instead of 3. I'm Grant Gerlach, IPR News.
Your WVIK weather for today, sunny with a high in the low 90s. Tonight, clear with low temps near 65. You're listening to Morning Edition on WVIK. It's Tuesday, May 30th. I'm Tracy Singleton. Thank you for listening, and thank you for making us your choice for news in the Quad Cities. Good morning.